The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with a sizable crowd and his disciples, Bartimaeus, a blind man, son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." Many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're reading our Gospel this year from Mark. Mark's portrait of Jesus is a Jesus who gets increasingly frustrated with his disciples, because no matter how many times he tries to tell them who he is and what is about to happen, it goes in one ear and right out the other. They simply don't get it. And he grows increasingly frustrated with them. And then Mark has this blind man, an itinerant beggar, sitting on the side of the road who recognizes who Jesus is. Mark was writing in about the year 65. A very turbulent time of crises in the early church. The early Christians believed that the second coming of Christ was imminent, so much so that many of them sold their farms, their businesses, gave the money to the poor, and came together and spent their days in charismatic prayer. And then Jesus doesn't come back, and they're devastated, and they're having a crisis of faith. And Mark is trying to tell them, even the disciples didn't figure out who he was and how he worked. Who do you think you are that you're going to figure it out? He said, "It is only the blind man filled with faith in Jesus Christ that can understand him." It's not a bad message for you and me in these turbulent moments in the church, that the only thing that really matters is faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.